For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the day for Monday, April 20th. 420. Are you high yet? Is it too early or you already had some wake and bake? Okay, got to be too early for edibles, right? I'm really sitting there wondering what social distancing precautions are weed men and women across the country taking today. Y'all making drop-offs? Customers leaving money in mailboxes for you? You pulling up, taking the money, leaving the weed, leaving the edibles? What y'all doing? Because those $1,200 stimulus checks done hit the streets, and weed men and weed women are going to come up today. Drop on the clues bombs for all the weed men and weed women, goddammit. Anyway, donkey today. Today for 420 is a man who talks like he's high all the time. Economic advisor to the celebrity in chief, Stephen Moore. All right. Now, in about four states throughout the country, there are people gathering to protest social distancing. Let me name some of the states. According to the Washington Post, three brothers in Minnesota started organizations to rally protesters. A conservative organizer in Jacksonville, Florida, did the same. In fact, the guy in Jacksonville, this individual built anti-quarantine sites. Clearly, the beaches in Jacksonville were anti-quarantine sites this weekend. In Columbus, Ohio, one demonstrator was at the state house and decided to put a little bigotry on top of his social distancing protest when he displayed an anti-Semitic sign. And social distancing protesters in Michigan called Governor Whitmer of Michigan a Nazi and waved Confederate flags, all because they are against their governor's stay-at-home orders. Now, this makes no sense to me, okay, especially coming from the right, being that your leader, the guy you would have to take people to if aliens came down and asked you, you know, to take me to your leader, he issued his own shelter in place guidelines. And according to a recent poll, 70% of Republicans support a national stay at home order. So MAGA gang, why y'all not listening? Okay, your civil liberties are not being stripped away. Nobody is taking away your freedom. I understand you may feel like someone is taking away your choices or limiting your range of alternatives, but all of this is for a reason. There is a global pandemic going around called COVID-19. I don't know if you heard of it, but here in America, over 2.4 million people have caught it and 165,000 plus people have died from it. All your government, local and federal officials are just attempting to, you know, keep you safe. That's all they want. Okay, they want to keep you safe. But for whatever reason, y'all are rebelling against that. Look, this is America. You have the freedom to protest. And I have freedom of speech. So thank God I am free enough to tell you how foolish y'all look, but not as foolish as Stephen Moore. See, Stephen Moore compared these people protesting against social distancing to one of the greatest civil rights icons of our time, Queen Rosa Parks. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Freedom on Tap with John Caldera to hear what he had to say.
Yeah, isn't that called, you know, the right of assembly and grievances against your government? I thought that was protected in the Constitution.
One would think so, but apparently the governor of North Carolina doesn't think so.
That's, you know, we're going to see a lot more of those. In Ohio, we saw more protests today. I'm working with a group in Wisconsin that wants to do a drive-in. So, you know, you remember the old sit-ins, but this is going to be a drive-in. They're going to shut down the Capitol. Shh, don't tell anybody. But they think they can get 1,500 people to come in. So this is a great time, gentlemen and ladies, for civil disobedience. We need to be the Rosa Parks here and protest against these government injustices.
Rosa Parks. Stephen Moore. Rosa Parks, who was the catalyst for the Montgomery bus boycott, a woman who is referred to as the first lady of civil rights and the mother of the freedom movement, a woman who refused to relinquish her seat in the colored section to a white passenger after the whites only section was filled. Do you hear the difference already? There was this thing called segregation. They had colored sections and whites only sections. I'm sure y'all know about this because the whole Make America Great Again thing is all about wanting to relive these times. So understand, Rosa Parks was resisting racial segregation, okay? She organized and worked with civil rights leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. They protested the Montgomery buses for over a year. They were fighting against racial segregation. They didn't have civil liberties. They didn't have any freedoms, okay? This Stephen Moore is what real marginalization looks like. This is oppression. Those fools protesting against social distancing, protesting against national stay-at-home orders, they are just undisciplined, spoiled-ass Americans. And one of the reasons the curve took so long to flatten is because Americans simply don't have the discipline it takes to stay their asses home and flatten it.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.